Editor's note. Ms. Lougheed is the current Ontario NDP candidate for Nipissing in the upcoming provincial election. After becoming the nominated Ontario NDP candidate for Nipissing, I received a call from a constituent to discuss plans to address the overdose crisis, and to help people living unhoused. From that conversation, I needed to know more about the connections between what is happening on the ground and how it is influenced by political decisions. I started volunteering with someone doing daily check-ins and needle pickups around town. One day turned into many, and my co-volunteer has become a cherished friend. We've spent hours walking through the bush to find tent sites, cleaning them up, and combing nooks and crannies for needles throughout downtown North Bay. We've come across many old tent sites where the person has moved, or was kicked out, or died due to overdose by way of decades of outdated drug policy. An important part of my political path has been to learn about the issues directly from the people who live them every day. Many of the volunteers doing this work are precariously housed themselves. They are unpaid, unrecognized, and undervalued. Though living in difficult circumstances, they display compassion, care, empathy, and even humor. But it is a truly, horrible, unjust situation unfolding with overdose statistics to prove it. Local overdose rates nearly doubled in 2021. It has become incredibly clear as that all people living rough right now were already on the edge prior to the pandemic. The political decisions in response to COVID have simply pushed them over. In a province as prosperous as ours, too many people are forced to live in substandard circumstances. The conditions of tent cities reflect the growing inequality between the haves and the have-nots. There are the favored few of the corporate class who are thriving, there are families with some financial buffer who are managing, and there is a growing majority who are downright struggling to pay bills, to keep the roof over their head, to not slip further behind. This is social inequality, and it is a plague now that will only worsen if left unchecked. It has already had fatal consequences for the folks I was checking in on, and it will continue to hamper our efforts to foster strong, vibrant, and sustainable local economies, a vision most of us share regardless of political affiliation, a vision we must vigorously embrace to navigate challenges ahead. It has been a choice by those in key decision-making roles to ignore these realities and extend the associated despair. For example, the Independent Financial Accountability Office already stated that the current government's plan for housing will not keep pace with demand. Their resolve to maintain a profit motive in long-term care stands in the way of meaningful reforms recommended by an independent commission, and healthcare and education are once again targets for erosion and privatization. Perhaps most troubling is the government's insistence to recklessly place workers on the front lines of a pandemic without adequate protections like paid sick days and personal protective equipment, PPE. Finally, and firmly, I contend that no one deserves a death sentence because of the drugs they use, especially when we already have laws to help make other drug supplies safer, e.g., alcohol. People without political connections haven't seen much return on investment from this government, which oversaw an upward transfer of public wealth that cozied up to corporate actors, funneling opportunity away from the places it is needed most. Instead, we get compounding crises, such as the surgical backlog, autism and mental health waitlists, and a critical shortage of healthcare workers, to name a few examples. These are all more costly to repair because they have been prioritized behind things like license plates, stickers, endless court battles, and faulty wearable technology. So much for fiscal responsibility. The year ahead will not be without its challenges, and it is important to ensure people can count on the foundations we all need to build our lives. It'll start with a healthy dose of political will, and we shouldn't expect solutions to complex problems from the same actors that drove us here in the first place. To this end, I emphasize upstream solutions rather than downstream patchwork responses, ensuring that healthcare and education receive the care they require so they function as the building blocks of a strong and prosperous economy, one with a healthy, united workforce driving prosperity and growth across the region.